Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, today's episode sponsored by Abide. Your Daily Prayer is a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need and to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from Abide, we'll pray through today's prayer together. The end of the year is right around the corner, which means New Year's resolutions are too, like getting into healthy habits, reducing stress, and managing better sleep. So finish strong and enter the new year stronger with the Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation app, the number one Christian meditation app that helps you be your best and deepen your experience with the peace of Christ through biblical meditation. The regular meditation can help you feel less stressed at work, which helps keep anxiety down too. And with Abide's premium subscription services, you get early access to more content, ad-free meditation, and an experience you can cater to your needs with background music customization, a sleep timer, and even a journal, all to help your habits and health become routine. Download the Abide app today and enter the new year with prayer meditations that improve sleep and spiritual growth. Right now, we have a special offer when you subscribe. 25% off your first year when you sign up for the premium subscription, but only if you text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433. Don't wait. Download Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation today and text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433 today to get 25% off. A Prayer for Peace on Earth, written by Tiffany Tabalt, read by Jessica Van Ruckel. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Luke 2:13-14. Peace. This world desperately craves for us all to live in peace. Why can't we all just get along, we say, hoping that someday in the future things will be different, that there will be peace among people. This longing has been going on for so many years, yet somehow it isn't happening. Generation after generation face dictators, war, pain, racism, stress, and chaos in society. Families are falling apart, and respect for others has diminished as people get more vocal, angrier, and more reactive. The worse news that we hear, the more that we see evil prevailing, the more intense our longing for peace on earth. Writers have written of utopia, and movies have been made of it. Social and educational programs have been integrated into our lives to try to make an impact. However, we see over and over again that though we might make a few steps forward, we are not able to create that peace on earth that we so desperately crave. As winter descends upon us, I love the softness, the hush of snow falling. It brings great peace to my heart. I also love to hear the Christmas song with these powerful words, "God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men." These words mirror the words found in this Bible verse, "And on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased." Our Bible verse does tell us that we can have peace on earth. That peace, though, cannot be found in social programs or simply adjusting our attitudes or lifestyle. That peace on earth is also not given to every person and can't be taught or integrated into our sinful culture, which is why there isn't peace among men. Obtaining the peace that this verse promises requires a complete heart change. God promises to give peace here on earth among those who love him, who live for him, and who absolutely trust him for every facet of their lives. God's not dead, and he is not distant. He is here. He is near, longing to bring you peace. As we turn our hearts and lives to him, he pours out his peace into our hearts and minds. The peace he promises, the peace that he pours into our lives, is not temporary. It is powerful. The Bible tells us that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. This peace that God gives us here on earth allows us to travel through the deepest heartache, the painful struggles of our lives, knowing that He is with us. He longs to flood your heart and mind with His perfect peace. Today, can you open your heart to Him more, love Him more, trust Him more? Lasting, life-changing peace on earth is only found in keeping our eyes on the Lord and resting in the knowledge that He is at work in every detail of our lives. Your life has a powerful purpose as you live for Him. The peace He fills you with will absolutely impact your life and the lives of those around you. This is the only real peace that can be had here on earth. Today, embrace the Lord more and allow His peace to radiate from your life, drawing closer to others, to the true perfect peace giver that they too can know and receive. May this Christmas season be one of you living fully in the peace that the Lord gives, and may that peace flowing from you be the reason that people turn to the Lord and discover the truth of why we celebrate Christmas, as they fall in love with Jesus, who is so much more than just a baby in the manger. Let's pray. Dear Lord, today I lay before you all my struggles, my heartache, my worry. Fill me with your perfect peace. Please allow your peace to overwhelm me, to impact me, to change my heart and my attitude. Allow your peace to flow through me. Please give me the words to speak with those around me that will leave them wanting your peace as they seek to know you, the perfect peace giver. In your name I pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.